this stuff that you have on your website, you are literally giving money away. And I don't know if I'm being a bit, I'm not sure how to say this, but I don't know if you know how powerful your stuff are, honestly, because I could come in any day and I'm feeling down and so on. And I listen to not a few of your podcasts, just one, anyone. I just go on there and just click whatever I want. And straight away, the mood just changed. Everything just changed. It just came to my mind. I don't understand how on earth is Chuck actually putting this podcast on his website for free. It's just really, really, really honestly crazy stuff, because these things are so powerful. Like I said to you, it's just extremely powerful stuff, honestly. Honestly powerful stuff.
Oh, yeah. Extremely powerful, powerful stuff indeed. You're going to want to strap on your seatbelts for this one. What's up, movers of mountains? Chuck Morrison here from the world-famous, 100,000-plus subscriber strong, Making Mountains Move. Check us out over at makingmountainsmove.com, on Facebook, facebook.com/makingmountainsmove. You can find me on Twitter, at MakeMTNSMove. That's at MakeMTNSMove. We're broadcasting live, as we not always do. We've done some episodes from my car, from my travels, but most of our shows are done right here inside the Making Mountains Move studios, right here in beautiful New Hampshire, the live free or die capital of the world. And no one knows more about living free, living your purpose, living your passion than yours truly. And that's what this whole Triple M movement is all about, making mountains move to go from where you are now to where you want to be. And that's exactly what I want to talk to you about here on today's Making Mountains Move podcast. Where do you want to go? See, without your destination set, without your goal, your outcome, your objective clearly defined, you're just going to bounce around through life, just as I once did not too long ago, bouncing around the rat race. I lacked direction, I lacked focus, I lacked clarity. It's like what Napoleon Hill says, the starting point of all achievement, your goal realized is desire. And not just any desire, all right? Burning desire. You got to want it as bad as you want your next breath. I'll explain why this is so important in just a minute. But first, and here you go, my first ADD moment of the show. I'll bring it around full circle. Don't worry, like I always do. But we've got so many awesome new listeners plugging into the Triple M movement right now. And I just want to give a shout out to some of our newest listeners. You've written in, you've shared your success stories, your adversities, passions, your goals. And while I do respond to every single email that I receive, chuck@makingmountainsmove.com, I'm telling you, I'm not like any other guru or teacher or whatever out there. I'm just a real guy who's overcome real adversities to create a life that I only literally used to dream about. And that's a fact. I mean, when I started Making Mountains Move right at the end of 2009, almost 3 years ago, I never imagined that so quickly we'd have a top-ranked motivational show. Number one. I mean, it's surreal even just saying this, but at the time of this recording, we have the number one show for self-help on Apple's new podcast app. It's incredible. We're on the top three podcasts for motivation on both Apple's podcast application as well as on Stitcher Radio. And I'm only telling you this just to give you hope. I mean, forget that. Forget hope, all right? To give you faith. To give you faith and expectation that when you set a goal and you believe in its achievement, anything, and I mean anything, is possible. It does not matter where you stand right now. Where you are right now is a pure result of your past thinking and your past actions. If you want to change the results, if you want to lead a new life, an inspired life, a better life, again, going back to Napoleon Hill, it all starts with that burning desire. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to be? Set the objective. Set the target. And then, key distinction right here, notebooks ready, keep your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions in alignment with this new direction. This is the work at hand. This is the primary action component right here, keeping your thoughts, feelings, and actions in alignment with your goal. To only think, this is important right here, only think of the successful achievement of your goal. To think anything otherwise is to sabotage your results. Now, I mentioned a shout out to our new listeners a moment ago. And you know what? This isn't just a shout out to the new listeners. This is for all of you. In fact, this message is meant for you if you're listening to my voice right now. It's no accident that you're tuning into today's message. I've been receiving a lot of emails from listeners over the last few weeks. A lot of emails, and I love them. Keep them coming. It's what keeps the motor running. It's the whole reason why I decided to take this life path in the first place. It's to help people, to show people how to achieve your dream. And I've discovered, man, oh, woman, have I discovered that there is absolutely a recipe to results. There is absolutely a process to successful goal achievement. There's been one major commonality in all the messages that I've been receiving over these last few weeks, and it's this. Chuck, I have goals. I have a dream. But how do I deal with the insecurities? How do I deal with the self-doubt? How do I deal with all the distractions and limiting beliefs and everything else going on around me that seems to distract me from my goals and dreams? How do I stay focused? How do I receive that level of clarity and expectation? Look, I want you to know right off the bat that you're not the only person dealing with these types of challenges and adversities. We all have them, especially whenever we go after new territory, new ground, new goals. Whenever you set a new goal, whenever you set a new objective, you immediately put in place all the challenges and adversities that come with that goal at the same time. The key here, okay, the solution, and by the way, it drives me nuts to see so many so-called experts out there just tease you with information, right? I mean, they tell you to sign up here or opt in over here. 5 videos later, and you're still searching for answers. Is it okay if I just come out and give you solutions? If I just come out and give you the direction and answers that you're seeking, is that all right? Your solution here, okay, your answer for staying focused, directed, and centered on achieving your major goal is to control your thinking. Seriously? Seriously. You are what you are. You have what you have. You get what you get because of your predominant thinking. What trips so many people up, where people lose it, where I lost it myself, all right, I've been through this, is that we get hung up with the how. How is this going to happen? How am I going to achieve my goal? I'm miles away from where I want to be right now. How on God's green earth am I going to get there? You know, I was teaching this to one of my coaching clients recently, and what I told her, and what I'm going to tell you right now, forget the flipping how, all right? You heard me. Forget the flipping how. You all know I'm an action guy, right? I love taking action, but there's the right type of action, and there's the wrong type of action. It's why you see so many people out there working their asses off, right? Action, 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 and yet they always seem to stand still. They never really get ahead. While others who appear to be doing nothing go on to achieve massive, meaningful success and results. It all comes down to right action, inspired action. We talked about this on last week's show. Go back and give it a listen. See, when you get your thoughts right, meaning when you focus your thoughts on your goal, and specifically here, on the successful achievement of your goal, the how starts to reveal itself. The how, the plan, the action, the procedures, they all start to reveal themselves at the right time. You get inundated with ideas and inspiration. Opportunities out of nowhere start to show up. You know, you meet the right person, you find the right website, you come up with a new plan or solution, and it all starts with getting your thoughts right. Thinking of the successful achievement of your goal. Things, situations, and events start to show up in your life as if by miracle. And again, it's all based upon your predominant thinking, your predominant thoughts. And your solution here, I'm giving you the key to the lock, lies in your thinking. The question is, what are your predominant thoughts? The great Earl Nightingale, who recorded one of the most popular personal development recordings of all time, The Strangest Secret, reveals what every great teacher and sage and guru has been attempting to teach us from the beginning of mankind. It's this. We become what we think about most of the time. We become what we think about most of the time, meaning what we're thinking on a continual basis, our predominant thoughts, is what we'll end up attracting into our life. This is 99% of the equation right here. Get off the house, okay? We become, we achieve, we get what we think about most of the time. You get this. You know, your Making Mountains Move mission, should you choose to accept it, is to control your thinking. Specifically, control what you're thinking about most of the time. And my advice to you as a coach, as a leader, as an expert, as a friend, is to think only about the successful achievement of your goal. To think anything otherwise is to sabotage your results. Again, there is absolutely a recipe to results. And you've just gained a major ingredient, what many might call the secret ingredient. We become what we think about most of the time. The only thing that you have absolute control of in your life is the way you think. We can get sidetracked and think about the hows, the distractions, the what-ifs, the yeah-buts, and all of that. And, you know, work your ass off, never gaining any serious momentum. Or, you can take back control of your destiny. You can take back control of your results. How? By controlling your predominant thoughts. I recently shared this powerful teaching with a client of mine. This one teaching. She didn't worry about the how. She was in a very difficult situation in life. No family to support her. Struggling financially. Out of work. The whole gamut. All she did was control her thinking. And within days, not weeks, not months, not years, days, received a job offer out of nowhere and attracted the perfect opportunity into her life. When you control your thoughts, you control your results. You can literally go and will only go as high as your thoughts take you. I'm here to coach you, okay, to remind you, to instruct you, to center your thoughts on specifically the successful achievement of your goal. And literally, you will watch those mountains move. My name is Chuck Morris, and you might hear my daughter in the background. We're about to go out for dinner here. Wanted to get this message in because, again, we're receiving a lot of messages, a lot of emails from folks. There's that commonality of how do you stay focused? How do you stay centered? It starts and it ends with your thinking. Right thinking leads to right actions, leads to right results. Again, Chuck Morrison here, the movement taking the entire personal development industry by storm and turning dreamers into achievers all across this great globe is the one and only MakingMountainsMove.com. Now listen, it is time, baby. It is time to get out there. Think only of what you want to create and achieve and literally make those mountains move.